Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Peter 2:1 to 10. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 1 to 10. Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. As you come to him, the living stone rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame." Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that causes people to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Let us reflect on the theme, Living Stones, Building a Spiritual House. Living Stones, Building a Spiritual House. 1 Peter 2:1 to 10 serves as a powerful reminder and call to action for all believers. The passage starts by urging believers to rid themselves of all malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander. Just as newborn infants crave pure spiritual milk, so too should Christians desire the unadulterated teachings of Christ to grow up in their salvation. The Apostle Peter emphasizes that this growth is contingent upon tasting that the Lord is good. This experiential knowledge of God's goodness is foundational to our spiritual development and effectiveness in God's mission. Peter's use of the imagery of stones, Christ as the cornerstone and believers as living stones, illustrates a dynamic and communal relationship. Christ, though rejected by humans, was chosen by God and precious in his sight. Believers, similarly rejected by the world, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood that offers spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. This transformation from isolated stones into a structured, purposeful assembly speaks volumes about our identity and purpose in Christ. My dear friends, Peter's message is clear. As living stones, we are continuously being built into a spiritual house. This is not a static identity, but an active, ongoing transformation. The call to be a holy priesthood emphasizes a community set apart for God's exclusive use, dedicated to offering spiritual sacrifices. These sacrifices are the acts of love, service and worship we present in everyday life, rooted in the mercy and grace we have received. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, reflect on your life. What malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, or slander might you need to rid yourself of to more effectively be part of the spiritual house God is building? How can you more actively crave the spiritual nourishment that comes from God? Number two, in what ways do you see yourself as a living stone being used by God? Are there areas in your life where you feel more like a stone lying idle rather than being built into something holy and purposeful? Heavenly Father, we come before you as your children, desiring to be built up as living stones in Christ, our cornerstone. Thank you for the grace that has been extended to us, a grace that allows us to taste your goodness and grow in your salvation. Lord, help us to rid ourselves of all impurities that hinder our spiritual growth and effectiveness. May our lives reflect your glory as we engage in the mission you have set before us. Strengthen us, O Lord, to be active participants in your spiritual house, always abounding in your work, knowing that it is in the Lord our labor is not in vain. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.